The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and Daniel Tag is in studio with us today. Marianne Lacco and Annette Baker. I've got a full studio here. So great to have you back, Daniel.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
I know. I missed you. I really did. I was telling Marianne and Annette before you even got here that you're a regular on the show and you weren't here last week and how much I missed having you there.
Yeah,
or here.
It was crazy too, because at around like 12:10 or something like that, a guy asked me like, "Oh, what would you normally be doing right now, like back home?" I'm like, "Oh, I'd be on the radio."
Yeah. And where were you?
I was in Austin at some tactical training, doing groundwork, shooting guns outside.
Learning how to kill.
Well, no, learning how to be hard to kill.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's called Sheepdog Response with Tim Kennedy. He's a 10-year in the UFC fighter, Hall of Fame fighter in the UFC, and he's also current Special Forces, 15 years in the military.
Wow.
And he's...
How'd you find out about this guy?
So he was on the Jocko Willink podcast,
oh,
and then he
nice.
Was also on Tim Ferriss.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to him, followed him, and then I heard that he did this thing called Sheepdog Response, and at the time it was only for military or police. And then he did it, started doing it for civilians, but he would never do it in Austin, which is where he's based out of. And the second I saw it available in Austin, I got signed up for it.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
Very
but you
good.
Know, it is a survival of the fittest. And, you know, I've been in a shootout 3 times in mm-hmm. my life. And then I actually walked out on one time when someone was trying to steal my car and chased him across the lawn.
Yeah.
Had some crazy stories. But in fact, I found my taser the other day. I'm like, I need to put this in my car and not, you know, or carry it in my purse.
I saw that when I was over
yeah.
yesterday.
He's on my desk.
I saw your taser.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that we're not sure yet, but pretty sure Adrift will be reopening in Fort Worth here in the next couple of months. And so anyway, we were compiling a lot of information and, mm-hmm. you know, intellectual property, things like that, that we're going to share with the new owner. And so hopefully that'll happen because floating is so amazing. But yeah, but I love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It was intense training. I mean,
just tell us a little bit about it.
So we went the first night and like learned how to do situational awareness and kind of,
situational awareness.
Exactly. We were in a big old parking lot in Austin that was by the gym that we were going to work at. Mm-hmm. And it was late at night and not so good of a neighborhood. And we learned how to kind of look at cars.
You actually went into a neighborhood?
Well,
we were in a parking lot?
Yeah, we're in a parking lot in not a great neighborhood, right? And so he teaches us like, okay, based on what someone has in their vehicle, you can figure out whether they have guns in there or what kind of person they are roughly, right? And you kind of get good at doing these assumptions and figuring out who's kind of dangerous.
You're going to have to go down and look at my car and tell me what assumptions you would think about me.
But it was really interesting because we started casing the parking lot, and there's like 40 of us guys like in a bad neighborhood just kind of looking at people's cars and stuff. It looked real sketchy.
I bet.
But that was good. So we learned that the first night. Then the second day, you start at 7 a.m. on the jiu-jitsu mats, right? And you know, I'm wearing regular clothes, my pants that I usually wear and my shirt, because he's like, that's what you're going to be in real life, so train in it
right
for this situation. We learned how to, like, you know, get position on the ground, how to keep from, you know, someone punching you or choking you out or something, and we learned techniques, and then we go practice them, switch partners and stuff. And we did that from 7 till 11 or 11:30, and then he's like, okay, we're going to pressure test this. We're going to, you know, start with two partners basically on your knees, because this is all groundwork.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to fight
on ground. Like, what kind of ground?
So it's jiu-jitsu mats, right?
You already said that.
Yeah, you're on a gym with
these
padded
confused.
Mats.
I'm thinking you're outside again somewhere in a parking lot.
Not
you.
This is the next morning.
This is the next day.
No.
Gotcha.
But he says we're going to pressure test it. So for 3 minutes, you're going to fight for a position. And if you get on top, you're supposed to stay on top. And if you're on bottom, your goal is to get on top. And you're going to do that with a partner. And then in 3 minutes, you're going to switch partners, find someone else, and go again as hard as you can. So he said, keep on doing that until I tell you to quit. So we did that for 30 minutes straight.
Oh my gosh.
It was intense. Then we got an hour for lunch and a shower. And then we were back out on the range until 6 o'clock that night. And then we did the same thing the next day, except for the next day on the ground, we added weapons, knives and guns, how to defend against knives and guns on the ground. And then we went out and it was 91 degrees outside when we were doing the shooting.
And I would love to take a course like that.
So there was two women in there too. So they were awesome. They were working hard.
Who doesn't want to be a badass? I mean, seriously, it's like, so up to me.
It was crazy. Like,
I said at the beginning of this discussion that once you've had a gun held to your head, you're never the same afterwards. Mm-hmm. You are never the same. You're not, in a good way, because you you do instantly become a badass if you survive it.
Right. You definitely. But that training is good for everyone because that stuff is a perishable skill, right? So you need to train it, need to do it. And it was funny because when we were doing the knife stuff, you didn't know if your partner had a knife or a gun. You could have a knife or a gun and they don't know and it's concealed and you start wrestling. Then someone goes to pull it.
Yeah.
And you got to defend
it's
against
like,
it.
Surprise.
So I started rolling with Tim Kennedy, who's just a phenomenal athlete and just a badass.
Rolling meaning like rolling around on the ground?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're fighting for position and then he gets out the knife and then I have to control the knife. Well, he has a special training knife that it's a taser. So if you're not controlling it and he gets a couple slices or stabs you a couple times, you get tased. So you
I
feel
want
it.
One of those.
It's like a 2-in-1.
Yeah.
When did they come up with that?
Just in case. You never know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Look up training taser knives. I'm sure they're out there. I mean, yeah. So that was fun. The second you lose control, he lets you know that you're like, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Did you get zapped?
I did get zapped a couple times. And I went straight from him to another instructor that, you know,
I've never
too.
Been zapped. How does it feel? But you didn't get like a full-on taser.
No,
you just
it's not
got
a full-on
little shock.
Taser. It's just
because at the
of
end
shock.
Of my taser,
I saw.
I love that.
It's got the
it's got the prongs.
It's
yeah,
got the
so
prongs.
You can hit them in close once you shoot the taser, which is really good.
And then it has the thing on the end. I can like zap them if they get out of control. If I need to like zap them again, you just hit it with the end of the gun.
Exactly, because the gun's great because you don't want someone to close distance. So shooting the gun at them with the taser gives you that distance safety. But then if you lose it, then they come in close. You can still taser them with the butt of the gun.
Well, and then Marianne and Annette are sitting over there thinking, what in the hell have we gotten ourselves into?
For real, a little different.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, they have an amazing story, too, that they're going to be telling on the show today. They are the founders of our new sponsor, Nature's Plate, and they have an incredible story. These are two former corporate executives who decided that they're going to turn what they do for their family into a business, and it's going very well. I can't believe I didn't know about it sooner. I didn't. And one of you, which one of you got the White Rock, or you got the, or did both of your children go to White Rock Montessori?
I do.
You do. Yeah. Your daughter goes there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's such a great school. So much camaraderie, there really is. But I can't wait to talk about all this some more. And
it's
then you're
fun.
Going to Italy?
I'm going to Italy. Yeah, we won't say the dates because I don't want to tell people when I'm going out of this country. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you want to.
I'll tell you guys, but
keep
not
it on
the
DL.
Air.
He's leaving us again.
Yeah.
He's leaving us again. Aw, doggone it.
Yeah. But going for a friend's wedding and then going to rent a motorcycle and tour around Italy for a couple weeks.
And so eat some pasta.
We're going to be talking. Well, oh gosh, you're going to love Italy. I mean, the Italian people are just so. They're so hospitable, and they really take their food very serious. They do.
I'm looking forward to the food.
And I wasn't even born there, of course. My father was, but it just it's such a carryover. Food is so important to the Italian people.
Well, it seems
really
like
is.
Family and food
and
are kind of combined.
Food, they are.
And, like they spend that time eating and really being.
I
with
almost
family.
Get the shakes if I have to go several days without sitting down at a dinner and with one of my daughters or both of them.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course, to make a point. You're supposed to exaggerate on radio.
I'm joking.
That's what Cindy Skull told me.
Gotcha. No, I love sitting around a table and eating with family and friends. Like that's
yeah.
I hate it when people sit in front of the TV and watch movies and eat with around other people. It's like you guys are together. Like let's talk, let's hang out.
My greatest pleasure in life is sitting down and cooking and commiserating and drinking wine and just conversing with friends and family. And I love. I'm looking forward. I'm gonna have a big Easter celebration at my house. I'm really looking forward to it.
That's good.
So I might have Marianne and Annette help me with the appetizers though because I'm working so much, but
we would love to do that.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should build a greenhouse on your property and grow a lot of your own food.
A greenhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be, you want to help me build it?
Seriously.
Yeah.
That would be great. We could make it the One Life Radio greenhouse and everybody can grow stuff in there.
Exactly.
New project.
That would be actually cool. I've got plenty of property for it. So
I bet you these two ladies probably know what you should be growing and what you can do with recipes with it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Seasonally. And
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you guys grow some stuff?
No, no. But we do know, we have to know what makes sense to grow at different times of the
right.
year, to know what to put on the menu and that kind of thing. And I used to, in my spare time, do some gardening for sure.
Right.
I don't have any spare time anymore.
Well, you know, we talked about White Rock Montessori School just a moment ago, because both Marianne and myself, our daughters have been, yours is currently being educated there. Mine graduated, but this is the thing that's very cool. And Aviana's a graduate of White Rock Montessori. I remember when she was a little girl when I first, when Vinny and her first became friends. But if you go to White Rock Montessori from the very beginning, by the time you are in fifth grade, you are a master junior gardener.
See, that's awesome.
How valuable is that?
That's a great life skill.
Yeah.
Teaching them that. And then I think you said they teach them how to cook healthy foods.
Everything. They're out in nature.
I remember
they
baking
build,
bread, building chicken coops, going out and stirring compost.
I mean,
it was everything.
That's stuff that we should be teaching in every school.
Absolutely.
Because it's just life skills.
My daughter was just telling me yesterday, she said, I already cleaned out the chicken coop today.
So I don't have to do it again.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. Do you have chickens?
We do.
Yeah.
My husband does. They're in our backyard. Yeah.
I want chickens because I love eggs and I don't want them to come from anything other than like a very, kind
a very
source.
Very happy chicken.
But I can't take on anymore. I will absolutely lose my mind.
I thought you were going hardcore vegan.
No, not hardcore.
Not hardcore.
Not hardcore.
Kind of.
I've clarified this several times, but I'm pretty much 100% vegan.
Right.
But once in a while, I want a couple of scrambled eggs,
right.
pasture raised,
which is good,
or from a neighbor or something like that. But
which is good.
Yeah, and we love it when people just move towards plant-based food.
Yeah.
It is not necessary to go 100% to get the health benefits.
Absolutely.
There are so many health benefits from eating a primarily plant-based diet, and then
Well, I've got to read this. You guys led me right to this. I brought it in. I read it this morning out of Nature magazine, and it says, Globe to Gut Inside Big Food. I'm going to read this real quick. It says, every year, roughly one-third of food produced for human consumption goes to waste. The blooming global livestock population accounts for 15% of human-caused greenhouse gas emissions. It's more than 20 billion chickens, 770 million pigs, and 1.5 billion cattle eat around one-third of all cereals produced. More than 390,000 tons of asparagus are flown to rich countries from regions of Peru experiencing acute water shortages and extreme poverty. Some 820 million people go hungry. More than 650 million adults are obese. And that our current food system is not fit for purpose. My contact's a little blurry this morning. And that's why I keep stumbling. Not fit for purpose is now a widely accepted diagnosis, and the symptoms are severe. And it goes on to talk about three other books that are recommended reading if you care about sustainability, which I do. And so I think it's important to get out things like that, because even if you only eat plant-based and local a couple days a week, you are helping to fix the world.
Absolutely.
That's the message here. So we've got a great show coming up today. We've got some great entrepreneurial stories, and we've got Daniel Tay going to be talking about to all you guys or girls. Lifting for aesthetics, looks for men though mainly. I can't wait to talk about this. It'll be very comical, I think. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
EarthX returns to Fair Park in Dallas, April 26th through the 28th. The world's largest environmental experience, featuring green exhibitors, expert speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, and a film festival, plus tiny houses, kid zone, auto show, live music, and more. EarthX brings people together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Find out what's going on and how to improve it. April 26th through the 28th. Register at EarthX.org. That's EarthX.org. Change happens here.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, H-E-B, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Wanting to try CBD but not sure what to trust? Check out Honest Hemp, formerly H-Hemp. Like healthy, happy, honest. Honest Hemp's CBD system makes it simple with one CBD tincture, available in three great tasting flavors. A super powerful breath spray that GQ magazine named a top CBD product. And a topical CBD balm that is simply the bomb. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to tell you about my most recent obsession, Nature's Plate, and let me tell you why. Nature's Plate is plant-based meals to go. They offer handcrafted, 100% vegan, always non-GMO, ready-to-go meals to help lighten your cooking, save you from the dreaded grocery store, and help you lose weight. I have to say, I have been eating their meals now for a couple of weeks, and I already have lost weight naturally while feeling nurtured and satisfied after every meal. And here's why. The one thing about Nature's Plate that is so beneficial is that their meals are nutrient dense but without all the calories. They also have a rotating menu so you aren't stuck eating the same thing every week. There's three convenient locations in the Dallas area, and they even offer delivery options. Nature's Plate makes it so easy to eat healthy, and what you're eating benefits not only you, but the environment too. Find a location near you or order online. Go to naturesplate.com. That's naturesplate.com.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me, Daniel Tagg, Marianne Lacco, and Annette Baker. We're going to be speaking with Annette and Marianne a little bit later in the show about eating plant-based and why it's so beneficial. And Daniel Tagg, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's so great to have you back in studio. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, which is right next door to the iHeartMedia studios here in North Dallas. He is certified in orthokinetics, the biomechanics of resistance training, and muscle activation techniques. That's MAT. Daniel is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. And he's just an overall BA. He really is. Okay, so we'll talk about lifting for aesthetics and looks for men. Next week, we're going to be talking about women. So why should someone lift or what should someone lift like when they're trying to improve their aesthetics?
So it's going to be different for men versus women. So most men kind of want kind of wider base, like the more wide you get with the shoulders and the slimmer you get with the waist, and then work on symmetry from there. That's kind of the basics of looked based kind of lifting, which is probably a majority of what people truly lift for. I think overall you should always have the goal in the background of having longevity, functional life, things like that. But a lot of people just want to look better.
Yeah.
If you want to look better,
well,
work on...
And necessarily, I don't know if that's necessarily because, I mean, I personally don't like guys that are too muscular, like at the top and then would have little skinny chicken legs.
Well, and that's where you got to work the symmetry, right? You work wide shoulders and, you know, you eat right to get the slim waist, but then you also need to work the legs
never
to make sure that
leg
the...
Day.
Yeah, never skip leg. I personally like
to...
What'd
you like say?
The,
never what?
Never skip leg day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I personally like to do like leg day on Monday. Monday is National Chest Day for every guy.
I never have to do leg day because I dance, and so my legs always remain pretty shapely. And
every day is leg day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got a little... Your body's different than mine, too.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's where you got to kind of focus on, like, the general principles for the men are kind of work on shoulder and back exercises to make you look broader, and then work on the eating for the symmetry of the waist, for slim down the waist. But then you also got to work towards those weaknesses, right? So, like, for me, my last kind of goal process was to put on muscles and kind of work more aesthetic for the last 6 months or so while still doing functional exercises. But for me, it was like I had to work on some of my weak points, which were my arms. So I put a little bit more volume on my arms along with doing tons of back and then shoulders and keeping up with the legs and everything and doing my corrective exercise. So you kind of got to do some base things, but then tweak it the way you need to on those body parts that are lagging, whether that be legs, calves, quads, you know, glutes, whatever.
Do you think it's healthy mentally to be so focused on aesthetics instead of health?
I think if just like anything, if you go too much just on pure aesthetics, then no, that is not healthy. But like for me, it's like, you know, I have good functional exercise. I still work on function. It's still my number one thing. But it's fun to switch the goal to something aesthetic.
Yeah. Everybody wants to look good. Women do too. But I personally, like if a guy's like so hung up on his looks, that's a red flag.
Yeah,
it is. Just like with a woman too. Same thing. You know, there's more to life than what you look like. And you could lose your face.
Exactly.
So you need to get over it, you know?
And everyone's going to lose the body composition at some point. Like you need to look for quality people, not just the pretty people. Because, the looks fade no matter what. And you shouldn't put too much emphasis.
It's so surface. And I think that kind of thinking in general just doesn't lead to deeper thoughts and thinking and just higher level thinking.
Yeah.
For
those general people, like getting a little bit better looking also builds confidence, which then gets you into the gym more, which then gives you more motivation to kind of fix yourself too.
Yeah, I agree.
So, like you said,
it's like a balance.
It is all about the balance, right? It shouldn't be all about looks, but if you want to focus on it, there's some key things you can do to get there and then get better confidence to go beyond that.
So if you're a dude in general, you want broader shoulders and a small waist. Mm-hmm. Focus on shoulders. You said back, lats, upper chest, and legs. Okay, what about you said add arms if you need to work on them more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
How do you determine that?
So it's purely what you think you need to work on. Because if we're talking about aesthetics, we're not really talking about function at this point, right? That's a whole other conversation. So it's basically, if you think your arms are a little too small compared to your chest and everything, then throw in more arms. Or if you have super tiny legs, then throw in a lot more legs.
Well, I have to say, like a guy with a good muscular upper arm, a bicep, is kind of a turn on.
It was cool because like I was able to actually put on some more muscle mass. My arms, my sleeves fit a little tighter. Uh-huh. I did a photo or a video shoot for like a fitness video last weekend. And they were like focusing in on my arms because like the arm definition and stuff looked good. And I was like, oh yeah, that felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it was arms. For some people, it might be legs. You know, it's just whatever part you feel like it's lagging. If you feel like your upper chest is lagging for some people and you feel like you have good arms, then, you know, still put the arms in there, but then focus more on upper chest. Or if your back's really lacking, then really put more back in there.
Why do so many men ignore their legs?
Because it's a really hard work. And if you're just, you know, everyone always talks about what you look like with your shirt off. No one talks about what you look like
with your pants off.
Right. Exactly.
Or in shorts.
Yeah. So it's like they feel like, you know, all the emphasis like in the movies and stuff is always about, you know, the dude taking off his shirt and the woman fondling over him and stuff. But it's never like, oh, look at his skinny legs. Because you can wear pants and hide the skinny legs and look great with no shirt on.
Mm.
So I think that's why. It's just a subconscious thing. Me as an athlete, like growing up, all I did was lower body. It was all about lower body. And then upper body kind of just got laxed and I didn't do as much as I should have. And now it's just about finding the balance.
And now it's balance.
What are your thoughts on people who like participate in competitions and push their body like so far to the point where, you know, it looks
crazy? You got to be very careful with that, because everyone that goes in for bodybuilding or modeling at some way and at some level has body image problems.
Right.
And that can really go overboard. But like, we have a trainer at Telos. He had body image problems. He did that, felt good about it, did it once, and he's like, I'm good. Now I'm going to lift to maintain. I'm not going to go all crazy about it. And it kind of beat that mental block that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people that go too far in there and destroy their bodies and, you know, break their back sometimes and do stuff to starve themselves and all that.
It's intense.
It can get very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Very dangerous. It's a great mindset for discipline, because those people have to control everything. Sleep, every single calorie,
yeah.
Cardio, lifting. And that can be cool for discipline, but you have to. It's a very slippery slope. In general, it's very unhealthy.
Yeah.
For your body overall.
Okay, so I lifted a lot of weights yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lacking in it. You know, I've been working so many hours and doing a ton of reading, and it's just difficult to find time to get in, not into the gym, but just in my home to pick up the weights and get a nice little circuit going.
Mm-hmm.
But I did, and I noticed I was kind of sore this morning, and I'm like, gosh, I wonder if I should I lay off today and then work out tomorrow, or should I? We've talked about this many times, like exercises where I work my whole body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like I'll show you.
Yeah. So let's she's getting up. I'm assuming she's going to be doing something with kettlebells.
For real.
Or dumbbells. 20-pound barbells in each hand. She's coming down. She's doing a row, and then she comes up. So she goes down into a squat, does a row, and then comes back up and then does a press over her head. Yeah. Kind of brings the weights up to her shoulders and then presses over her head. So you're basically... Yeah, and so with the kettlebell, one kettlebell in both hands, so she's leaning down doing a squat with it in between, and then she throws it up and catches it, and then does a goblet squat, where she's kind of holding it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So if you're doing...
Is that a good workout?
It could be good for the right people, depending on the range of motion that you have in your hips, the state of your back.
Four sets of 20.
Yeah, it depends on your control, the depth of your squats, where you're maintaining a neutral or a straight
squat. Hey, my depth.
Her squat depth is always good.
It's always good. So it's a very dynamic workout, and with that, there's a lot of things that if someone doesn't have overhead motion with their shoulders, it's not good to be pressing above their shoulders. You know, there's just... To say it's a good exercise, it can potentially be a great exercise.
I love that kettlebell one. It makes me feel like awesome.
Yeah, it just depends on who's doing it. But that, I would say, you know, just do some light stuff. Do some body squats tonight without a kettlebell and do those same movements.
Okay.
That way you're working out a little bit, because you're not like killing yourself sore.
Right.
So it's not like you can't move sore.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good to push through that. And then other times, if you do that for 5 days in a row and you're sore, then it's good to take.
Well, you know what's
off.
Crazy? Because my muscles have memory, and I could see a difference in my arms even last night after just a couple of workouts this week.
Yep.
It's like, wow, I need to get on this again, because it does make you feel confident.
It does.
I mean, I'm a little vain, like everybody, you know, and I like my arms to look really toned. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have those flappy arms.
That's good motivation to get in. Sometimes you can use that vanity, which isn't necessarily a good thing, but you can use it to motivate you towards a good thing.
Well, and here's the thing. You know what I was thinking? In case I have to kick some, you know what? Mm-hmm. You never know when you have to defend yourself, which is how we started this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be strong.
Yep.
I want to be able to pull myself over a scale of fence if I need to get away from some, you know, perpetrator.
Exactly. Or be able to grapple and have enough, you know, strength in your hands and arms to be able to keep that weapon away.
Absolutely.
That's huge.
That's right. You never know when you got to kick some A.
You never know.
We've got such a great show continuing on, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Just as fast as I can.
Did you know that the U.S. Department of Health actually patented cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants? So clearly there is promise for CBD to help with a variety of issues. Honest Hemp's U.S.-grown CBD system is fully tested for purity and safety. For daily balance, Honest Hemp has the best-tasting CBD tinctures available. Their Super Breath Blast delivers near-immediate relief and relaxation while on the go. And the Magic Balm works wonders for your muscles, joints, and temples. So relax and feel better naturally with the Honest Hemp CBD system, available at honesthemp.com.
If you haven't heard, I'm always searching for ways to supplement magnesium. Magnesium is a vital mineral that enhances your natural cellular and electrical impulses to help you sleep better, smooth your muscles, and improve heart and brain health. Magnesium also helps you to become mentally and physically stronger and resilient to illness. Sun Warrior's Ionic Magnesium Complex is sourced from a non-GMO island seabed, concentrated by the sun and harvested naturally without the use of chemicals or solvents. We like to refer to it as yoga in a bottle. So pick up yours today at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
Do recent media reports of unvaccinated children causing the return of measles have you worried? Could this manufactured media push be another symptom of the epidemic of fake news plaguing our nation? Let Texans for Vaccine Choice offer this cure for measles mania. 98% of students enrolled in Texas schools are up to date on their measles vaccine. We invite you to learn more about protecting your rights as we rally and fight for our freedom. For more information, go to TexansForVaccineChoice.com. Again, that is TexansForVaccineChoice.com.
EarthX, the world's largest environmental expo, returns to Fair Park April 26th to the 28th, featuring green exhibitors, speakers, an interactive virtual reality zone, film festival, tiny houses, a kids zone, auto show, and music. Register at earthx.org.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
I love this song.
I don't even know the name of it, but I love this song.
Good guitar.
It's called Untitled by Collective Soul.
There you go. I don't have Collective Soul. I've got
The Cure t-shirt on.
I got this at a secondhand shop in Oklahoma City. But I love both bands. I love music. I just love music. We got to get you more. There's so much great music out there that you could be listening
to.
Sean
still will send me stuff every once in a while.
We'll make you a playlist.
I sent him something the other day that I thought was good.
What did you say?
What was it?
Oh, man.
I'll look it up on break. I forget what it was.
Well, it's so great to have you in studio. As I said, Daniel was MIA for a couple of weeks, and he's going to Italy here in a couple of weeks, and your jacket was too small for you that you ordered in the mail. Is that like the ultimate dream for a guy?
Was it because your arms were too big?
The shoulders were too small. Yeah. So my shoulders have gotten too big.
Your shoulders are too big. That's like a woman ordering a dress
and her butt doesn't, and
it's too big. Yeah. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Instead of it being too small. Men, why are men so weird about that? I remember one time telling a friend of mine, "Oh my gosh, you look great. You look so thin." And he looked at me like he wanted to kill me.
You gotta
afterwards.
Say lean, guys.
You gotta say lean.
You say thin, they think weak and frail. That's what they equate.
No, it's true. Like he was pissed at me for days after I said that.
Kristen hates when I say thin. I have to say like fit or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
fit. Right. It's so crazy.
Lean, mean, fighting machine.
So keep that in check, women listening. Take note.
Yes.
Before we get started back in this, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our great companies that are our sponsors that make this rocket go up. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Honest Hemp, Nature's Plate, who the founders are sitting right beside me right now. We're going to be speaking with them in just a couple of minutes. Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Okay, speaking of sports nutrition, let's talk about this whole thing, like working out. We're gonna segue into nutrition because it is such a critical piece.
It's a huge piece. You can't get big unless your nutrition is right, and you can't get lean unless your nutrition is right.
Yeah.
You can get big fat, but you can't get big muscle, right?
Yeah.
So there's a good definition there.
Nobody likes big fat.
No. Or skinny fat.
Or skinny
so.
fat. fat.
Or skinny fat.
Yeah, that's true. So let's talk some more about this. Lifting for aesthetics.
Yes.
So how many times a week should you lift?
So if you're looking to add muscle mass, you need a minimal of three. And
you said that with such... with such passion, minimal.
Because you need volume, which means you need a lot of sets and reps, but compounded throughout the week. So you just can't get that by two days. And 3 days is really minimal. You need like 5 to 6 days.
To actually build.
Yes. If you're really wanting to put on muscle mass, that's what you need. If you're looking for strength, you can do that 2-3 times a week and be fine.
Right.
But this is for aesthetics, and you have to build muscle. So like some of the workouts, I'd say for the biggest thing for the guys to get that kind of V-cut look is to get the shoulders and the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing would be rows, palms facing in, pulling back, keeping the shoulder blades back and down, and drive those elbows back. And don't go so far that your shoulder blades start to roll up. That's too far. Focus on that mid-back or that lat area.
With those, I use those elastic bands for that. I have them on my staircase.
So that would be horizontal abduction, the one that you were just doing where your arms are straight and you're kind of coming out to the sides about shoulder height. Now, that's going to be good for your posterior delts or the back of your shoulder, so that's a good one.
But is that a good one for guys, too? I'm just trying to bring up examples.
No, that's
what
a good one.
What like, about like this?
What is it?
Oh. Okay, so she's doing where she's kind of twisting, where she's holding
I like those.
A ball. Yeah. So
no, I think is it a band or a ball?
It's a band or
it's a band.
It could be a band, but that's going to be more about the abdominals and
like the obliques.
Yeah, obliques and abdominals.
Gotcha.
So that one's not going to be what you want for a bigger back, but it's a good exercise.
Okay.
So
what about push-ups? Bigger back?
Push-ups, back, you have to stabilize, but you really want to focus on the rows, palms facing in, and you want to focus on the lat pull-downs where you're pulling down, kind of splitting your body in half. Okay, if you want bigger lats, it's actually the rows that are going to do more. That actually shortens the lat way more than lat pull-downs. I don't know who decided to call that a lat pull-down.
The rows. Okay, then,
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then the next one.
But what
one
about, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah, I know. The next one would be the horizontal rows where the palms are facing down. Your arms and your hands are about shoulder height, and you just kind of pull out and back with some cables. And that works kind of your mid-traps, kind of the mid-back, your lats, and then it focuses a little bit more on your shoulders. And another great shoulder for the back would be exactly what you just did, the shoulder abduction, where you start with your arms straight, about the same level as your shoulder, and just bring them out to the side with weight trying to pull them forward, right? So that's going to work the back of the shoulders.
Well, and pectorals, of course, are a big part of this aesthetic. So the good old-fashioned bench press,
Chest press, and then most guys...
What's the difference between a chest press and a bench press? Isn't
the same thing.
It's
synonymous.
The same thing. Okay.
So chest press, bench press is saying you're using a bench or a barbell usually, right? A dumbbell chest press would say you're using dumbbells, but chest press could be either or, right?
Yeah.
So, and you most guys usually lack kind of the upper chest, right? So you could do just a regular chest press where you're at the same level as the bar, but you'd want it just slightly inclined, like a couple notches if you're on a bench press.
Yeah.
And you could do it with dumbbells or a barbell, and that's going to work a little bit more of the upper fibers of the chest clavicular fibers.
And I like working out on just, you know, I got that. Did you ever seen that fancy machine that I have upstairs in my
I haven't been upstairs yet.
Okay. Well, I'll have to show you. It's a really nice machine. I paid a lot of money for it. I never use it. I would rather just have a barbell with, you know, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 pounds. Well, that's a little, I used to be able to bench press my own body weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Where would I start? If I that was back, I used to be able to bench press like 130 pounds.
I would start out with
perfectly.
I'd start out with 45 and just the bar and just kind of see how you go and then start to increase.
And what about a guy? What principle should he use?
I mean, it's so dependent on what you're doing. I'd say start with dumbbells and start with like 20 pounds, 20, 15 pounds, something like that in each hand and just go slow. Only go about shoulder distance with your elbow. Don't go below your shoulder. Some people can, but without me checking your range, I don't know if you can.
Yeah.
So just stay in that kind of safe zone. And focus on driving the elbows in together. That's what's – you see a lot of guys kind of keep their elbows bent and kind of touch the dumbbells at the top. They're not shortening the pec as much as they could when you're doing that.
Yeah.
So kind of a higher level chest press kind of at an incline would be a little bit better for the upper chest. Or you could just stay with the regular flat, and that's going to work. The regular chest push-ups would be good for that. Military press or frontal press, if you have the range, you should be able to externally rotate or rotate your arm back to where it splits your body in half. Mine, if everyone's in the studio right now, does not do that. So I cannot do that exercise without leaning the bench back.
Should we take a video and put this out?
That would be definitely. Very good.
Yeah, we'll let's go live for a sec.
Yeah, let's do it. Definitely.
Yeah.
So
check us out, One Life Radio 1.
Yep. And then you want to do like shoulder flexion, right, where you just hold a dumbbell and you lift it out in front of you. That's the basic thing. And if you have bad shoulders, put the dumbbell in the pit of your elbow and then come up, it puts less stress on your shoulder. Mm-hmm. So you filming right now?
Checking connection.
Okay, so just let me go. Just give me the thumbs up when you're ready.
All right, cool.
So the next one would be the shoulder flexion, right? And then deadlifts and squats are going to just put tons of muscle mass. Now, you can do individual parts of your legs as well, but if you're looking to put overall mass on, you're going to be working back a lot to do those to support that, mm-hmm. and you're just working every single muscle group in your lower body. So
what is the proper way to do a deadlift, and what is the biggest mistake that so many people make when doing deadlifts?
Tucking the lower back when they go down. They're going down too far, mm-hmm. right? So you want to make sure that your spine
stays
neutral in space. So I'm going to go side view for everyone. Okay.
All right.
So the difference between a squat and a deadlift is where the weight's coming from. A deadlift, the weight's coming from below you, and a squat, it's coming from it's on your shoulders. It's the exact same motion, mm-hmm. okay? So I'm going to do a back squat.
Okay.
Let's see it.
And I'm terrible at comedy.
Okay, he's got it. He's squatting.
Do it, Avi.
He's lowering himself down. He's not tucking his back. Oh, that's awesome.
So
pushing his hips back.
Yeah, pushing the hips back, keeping the back neutral. So the back moves in space, but it's not flexing. It's not extending. You're not looking up to where that lower back's cranking. So you're coming down as far as you can with keeping the weight on your heels. Deadlift looks the same. It's just coming from below.
Yeah.
Mm.
And don't go below what you have with the hips. And really focus on pushing those hips back. What about
you? We have someone commenting saying that I thought you were supposed to keep the back straight.
Okay, so straight is a relative thing. So I want to keep it straight relative to my hips. So if my hips move back, the spine should move forward. If you keep it straight relative to the floor and to gravity, and that's kind of keeping the spine perpendicular, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call straight, where if you go down in your hips and the hip moves back, if you try to keep your spine straight up and down, you're going to be really arching from that lower back, and you're loading those vertebrae in the lower back, and you can potentially have
a slip a disc.
Exactly. Ooh. So that person that just asked that, you want to keep it straight in space, where if your hip moves, your spine moves forward, and that's keeping it straight relative to the hips, so it's not flexing or extending. That's going to keep that back much safer, and it's going to load your glutes a lot more. So you just got to be careful how you do that.
I love it when I load my glutes.
Yes, right? So you want it. That's something common that most people do, is try to keep straight up and down with their spine. You're going to try it in the mirror, and you'll see how much your lower back is cranking. That is not healthy when you put on 500 pounds.
Yeah, awesome. No, great stuff.
Good question.
All this talk, I don't know about y'all out there listening, but it makes me just want to get in the gym and lift some weight. I love talking about fitness. It's so important, and always a pleasure with you, Daniel Tagg. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking about eating plant-based and why it's so beneficial, and that includes, when it comes to weightlifting, the importance of nutrition. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Von Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette.
Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Love that music. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos. I have Daniel Tagg in studio with me, as well as Marianne Lacco and Annette Baker. I'm going to start with Marianne. She is a graduate of the University of North Texas and holds a bachelor's in business administration. Her entire career prior to Nature's Plate was spent in technology, primarily focused on web-based applications and application development management. She was with Goldman Sachs from 1997 to 2016, serving as vice president in technology. Marianne has a passion for creating healthier versions of snacks and treats that has continually evolved since she went plant-based over 15 years ago. She gets incredible satisfaction out of taking a standard recipe and figuring out just how healthy she can make it and still having it taste like a treat. And her sister, Annette Baker, has over 20 years of general business experience as a bachelor's in business administration from the University of North Texas. Most of her career was spent in operations, roles within business processes, outsourcing industry, including 6 years as vice president of operations for Televista Inc. While focusing on her career and raising her two children, Annette developed her own cooking skills in an effort to provide healthy, tasty meals for her family. And in 2013, Annette earned her certificate in plant-based nutrition from eCornell. And from 2012 to 2014, she focused on creating the operational processes, recipes, and marketing to set the stage for growth of Nature's Plate, one of my favorite new places to go because you guys have made my life so easy and healthy at the same time. And I love what you're doing. I love that you're two women entrepreneurs that were in corporate executives and now trying to change the world and feed children and all of us better. So welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you very much. We're really excited to be here.
I just love what you guys are doing. So everyone loves a good startup story. We all, even in our heart of hearts, even if we're not entrepreneurs, we love great entrepreneurial stories. So share yours with us today, if you will, please.
Absolutely. So we have both been vegan, and there is a difference between vegan and plant-based or whole food plant-based, and I'll explain that. But we've both been vegan for about 20 years. But as time went on after that, we became increasingly interested in our health. As we got older, we're both runners. We both are in interested in fitness and obviously in our health, and became increasingly aware and did a lot of research and educated ourselves, not only around cooking healthy, but also about nutrition. And as a result, we were doing all of our own meal prep. And definitely back then, being vegan, but especially being interested in eating healthy, which again is not the same thing necessarily, did all of our own cooking and meal prep.
I'm shocked. 20 years ago, I don't even know what I would have eaten 20 years ago, except for nothing but fruits and vegetables, which is how you should eat, really, right? And nuts and seeds and things like that.
Absolutely. I mean, the building blocks of whole food, plant-based eating are whole grains, vegetables, legumes, and meaning beans and other legumes, and fruits and nuts and seeds. So those are the building blocks of everything that we make and the healthiest food that we can put in our bodies.
Right. Well, and I think we've become a society that is consuming way too much protein, but I don't think people truly understand that you're going to get more than enough protein on a plant-based diet or on a vegan diet. There's a lot of confusion around that.
There is, absolutely. So a couple of points on that. The World Health Organization and even the U.S. Government entities recommend that we eat about 6 to 12% of our calories from protein, depending on who you ask. And the standard American diet is way more than that. Mm-hmm. We don't have people in our hospitals with protein deficiencies.
Right.
We have people in our hospitals and getting chronic disease care for things like heart disease and diabetes and cancer, which are related to eating processed foods as well as too many animal products.
Exactly. Well, you know, where I met you guys was at the viewing of the film Code Blue, and I was first introduced to your food, and I thought, wow, this is really tasty. I had no idea you guys existed and have several locations around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you can order online and pick up or have it delivered. But, you know, what you guys are doing is so important because lifestyle medicine is the future of medicine.
I hope it is. I honestly believe it is. If not, we're all really
in trouble.
Not in a good spot.
Yeah.
We need people to be focused on how they can everything related to lifestyle. What do we need to be eating, working out, just taking care of ourselves in general, stress relief, getting enough sleep. Those things are the biggest predictors of our health. And people don't understand that when it comes to eating, it's about making sure that we get enough fiber from fruits and vegetables and from beans and whole grains rather than worrying about protein intake.
So you guys were developing, I mean, you guys were cooking at home, both
right.
of you, for the whole week for your family. And then at what point did you decide to turn it into a business?
Well, so two different things kind of converged. One was that because we are so passionate about this and not necessarily passionate about what we were doing as a career, although it was a great way to support our families, we were looking for other ways to make money and support our families. It's something that we cared about. At the same time, with the meal prep that we were doing for each other, Marianne worked with some people who actually asked her if she would cook for them because they were so intrigued what she was bringing for lunch and how good it looked and how healthy she was. So at that time, she had just had a baby and she was like, no, I'm not going to cook for you. But I became interested in doing so. I was really intrigued by it and I had no idea what I was getting into. But over the next couple of years, I was cooking for other people, and we came up with the whole business model concept from that.
And I didn't even know. I didn't know you guys were out there.
Seriously.
And so I'm so glad we're getting the word out. We are. I had one of your famous, I say it's a cookie, but it's really not. It's like this incredible, it's close to like my Bernie bars that I used to make.
The carrot cake one.
Man. That's what I had for breakfast this morning. And so what's in the, let's talk about the
They're
ingredients.
They're amazing. In the ingredients in general or in the carrot cake breakfast cake?
In the carrot
So it has almond butter in it, has carrots in it, and we use a lot. When we say it has carrots in it, we don't mean a few pieces of carrot. It has carrots in it, nuts,
right.
seeds. Yeah, it's really good for you.
It's got. I wish I had the box here, or not the box, but the container that it came in. There's so many of your things are made, and you use most of your recipes are no oil, correct?
Yes, no added oil, and the reason for that is that oil is a processed food. It is pure fat. It doesn't have the other nutrients, and especially no fiber, which when we're talking about the protein issue, what people really need to be worried about is whether they're getting enough fiber, because almost nobody is.
That's right. That's true. I've heard multiple doctors talk about it multiple times on the show. And if you're going to eat healthy fat like avocados and things like that, we didn't even scratch the surface. We've got so much to talk about in the upcoming months. I encourage everyone out there to give it a try at naturesplate.com. It'll change your life. It really will on a lot of different levels. Made my life easier. And I just feel good about it, because no animals are being harmed, which is really important to me. Very important. So as we talked about at the beginning of the show, globe to gut, inside big food, and we need to fix a lot of things that are wrong. Daniel,
yes.
So great to have you in studio.
Good to be back.
A lot of fun. I got to hear more about you. I'm trying to kill people.
How to be hard to kill.
Can't wait.
Hard to kill. That's right. I'm joking. I'm joking.
I know.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.